A few small steps on Earth have been hailed as ranking with the moonwalk. A man with a completely severed spinal cord, paralysed from the chest down, can now walk again. It's the stuff of science fiction. An impossible idea has been realised. Scientists from Britain and Poland took cells from a patient's nose, transplanted them into his back, and regrew his spinal cord. The doctors are delighted, but have cautioned against false hopes, saying this is just the first step in a long journey. Europe correspondent Mary Geeran reports from London.
Derek Fedaika, the 38-year-old Bulgarian, had been paralysed from the chest down for 4 years after a knife attack that completely severed his spinal cord. Now, he's told a BBC documentary, he can walk with a frame and even drive a car.
When there is nothing, you can't feel almost half of your body. You're very helpless, lost. But when it begins to come back, it's like starting afresh, as if you were born again.
The breakthrough comes after 4 decades of research by Professor Jeff Raisman of University College London. He has no doubt what this might mean.
I believe this is the moment when paralysis can be reversed.
Jeff Raisman spotted the potential of the nose, more specifically, the cells that repair damage to nasal nerves. The circuitry that gives rise to the sense of smell is the only part of the nervous system that constantly regenerates.
The idea was to take something from an area where the nervous system can repair itself and does throughout life and put it into an area that doesn't repair itself.
Polish surgeons injected the olfactory cells into Derek Fedaika's spinal cord above and below the injury and used a strip of nerves from his ankle to form a bridge across scar tissue. The nasal cells appear to have prompted the spinal nerves to repair themselves. Professor Raisman achieved this with rats in the late 90s, but this is his greatest success.
I think the eureka moment for me was Christmas in 1997 when I first saw a rat that couldn't direct its hand, put its hand out to me. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, by the way. That was the eureka moment because I realised that all my thoughts that the nervous system can be repaired are true.
There's still a long way to go. Surgeons chose the easiest case for their first attempt and it might not work for others. But now there's a real sense of hope for what's been considered impossible.
What you've got to understand is that for 3 million paralysed people in the world today, the world looks a totally brighter place than it did yesterday.
David Nichols helped fund this breakthrough through the foundation he set up after his son Dan was left paralysed in 2003. The 18-year-old was injured diving into waves at Bondi Beach during his gap year in Australia. David Nichols says he's one step closer to fulfilling his pledge to his son that he'll walk again.
We're on the cusp of proving that paralysis just might be curable. We're committed to funding £10 million worth of treatment over the next 5 years. We want to put 10 more patients through centres in both Poland and the UK and prove that what we've done in one patient is replicable. But I would think that realistic hope should say that sometime within the next 5 years, there should be some real definite benefit for people like Dan.
David Nichols says details of the breakthrough will be made available to researchers across the globe. This is Mary Geeran in London for AM.